Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
We're not
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Prayer changes things. We say thank you, Lord. We thank you and bless your holy name. Prayer changes things. You're behind the scenes working things out, and we say thank you. We say good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come humble before your throne, empty of ourselves, to be filled with more of you this awesome Sunday morning. Have your way, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line today to drive off every spirit that's not the Holy Spirit. Welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign this Sunday morning. We welcome you in our services on today. From the pulpit to the back door, we say have your way in our services on today, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, we come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for laying your life down for us, Lord God, so we can live and have our being in you. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless his name today. We come to magnify his name today. He said, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. So we come to lift him up this morning and thank him and praise him for a Shonda today, doing a turnaround in our lives today, ordering our footsteps, leading, directing us in all truth on this awesome Sunday morning. And we just say thank you. Oh, we come to bless his name today. I didn't get a 911 call on last night, so our loved ones are still in the land of the living, and I say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We say thank you. Prayer do change things, because you're working behind the scene, and we say thank you. Your right hand is continuously holding us up. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to plead the blood of Jesus over our neighborhoods today, to drive out the demons in our neighborhoods, the violence, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to have your way in our neighborhoods on today. Silence the violence from the south side, west side, east side, north side, suburban areas, Lord God. Cover and keep your people, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We even thank you for our neighbors' children today, Lord God. Do a new thing in our neighbors today, Lord God. Do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're doing a new thing in the hospitals on today, Lord God. In the IC unit in the hospital today, Lord God. You're doing a Shonda. You're doing a turnaround today. You're creating the miracle signs and wonders in the hospitals on today, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Because, Father, we are nothing without you. Father, we can do nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ to strengthen us. So we come to cast all our cares upon you today, because you care for each and every one of us, Lord God. You have no favorite child. You love us all equally. So we say, have your way today, Lord God. Lift up the visionary of this line today, Lord God, as he continually pour out to your people, Lord God. Pour back into him, Lord God. Strengthen his inner man, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just bless your name today, Lord God, because this is a new day you allowed us to see, and we say thank you. We thank you that we have roofs over our head. We're not homeless. We say thank you. We thank you that we have food to eat. We say thank you. Oh, we just come to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for electricity, Lord God. We just come to bless your name for electricity today, Lord God. And we give you all the praise, and we give you all the glory today, Lord God, because without you, we are nothing. But we will look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. You say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. So we thank you for peace today, Lord God. We thank you for joy today, Lord God. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today, because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. We come to tear down strongholds in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to bind up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oppression, depression, rejection, we bind it up. We send it to the dry place and we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign today, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the president today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood over his mind today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to order his footsteps, lead and direct him in all truth on today, Lord God. Have your way in the White House today, Lord God. Have your way in Washington, D.C. today, Lord God. Order their footsteps, lead them and direct them, Lord God. Place the right people in their path today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak peace in the nations on today, Lord God. Oh, we say thank you for peace in the nations on today, Lord God. We thank you for the military on today, Lord God. Cover the military, Lord God, from the Army, Navy, and the Marines today, Lord God, and their families, Lord God. Protect and shield, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because it's all about you, not about us, but it's about us doing your way and your will, and we ask you to have your way in our lives on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, and we just come to bless your name today for breakthroughs today, God, and not a breakdown. We plead the blood over every nursing home on today, Lord God. Go from room to room today in the nursing homes, Lord God, and create miracles, signs, and wonders that only you can do, Lord God. We thank you for that one touch today, in the nursing homes today, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set free in the nursing homes today. You are no respecter person. You no respecter healer. You the same yesterday, today, and forever. You change not. Prayer changes things. So we thank you, Lord God, for ordering our footsteps today. We thank you, Lord God, for being the lift of our heads today, the activity of our limbs, the breath we breathe today. We say thank you. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We say thank you for this new day, Lord God. We plead the blood over the highways today, Lord God. We bind up accidents today, Lord God. We loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign on the highways today, Lord God. Making the crooked path straight for them today, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every train, every bus, every car, every mean of transportation today. We plead the blood. The healing blood, the delivering blood, the protection blood over them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So have your way this awesome Sunday morning, Lord God. Anoint your pastors to speak your word today, Lord God, and give us the hearts to receive and the ears to hear in the name of Jesus. This is an awesome Sunday morning. So have your way in your precious Son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen. And hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. We're nothing without you. Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. To the God of Bible. Father God, we honor you, O Father God, with all that is in us, O Father God. And Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for waking us up this morning, O Father God. And having our minds stayed upon you, O Father God, and our hearts fixed upon your decrees, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for the teaching of your Holy Spirit, O Father God, that guides us and leads us into all truth, O Father God. Father God, we thank you for your loving kindness, O Father God, that you have waken us up this morning, O Father God, and given us the breath of life, O Father God. Father God, you have given us your armor, O Father God. Father God, you have given us your armor and given us your word, O Father God, and that is teaching us, O Father God, how to stand firm against the attacks of the enemy, O Father God. Father God, I ask that you would open our eyes of this season, O Father God, and understand the attack that the enemy attacks us with, and that is in our body, in our soul, in our spirit. O Father God, even in this dispensation, season, and time, O Father God, I ask that you would give us strength, O Father God, to understand, O Father God, those areas, O Father God, that the enemy precisely attacks, O Father God. O Father God, he attacks the body, O Father God, with food, sex, the lust of the desires of the flesh, Father God, he attacks our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions, oh, Father God, for the lust of the eyes, oh, Father God, and the desires, oh, Father God, that come to our mind that is associated, oh, Father God, to movies, the things that we may perceive outwardly, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, and even he attacks our spirit, maybe, oh, Father God, with the pride of life, oh, Father God, and attaching ourselves to things that is ungodly, thinking that it would make one wise, oh, Father God, keep repeating the same old, practicing the same old pagan holidays that we have practiced before that have opened up the door to the enemy, oh, Father God. So, Father God, we thank you for your great love that you have for us, oh, Father God. Keeping us, oh, Father God, protecting us, oh, Father God, even the unknown, oh, Father God, of things that is going on in our life, oh, Father God, because our body is your temple, oh, Father God. And we want to even say now, oh, Father God, that we thank you, oh, Father God, that you have forgiven us, oh, Father God, of all sins, oh, Father God, be committed in our temple, oh, Father God, and of the things that we were not knowledgeable of, but you are making us knowledgeable now, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your great love, oh, Father God, and that your blood, oh, Father God, washes our temple clean, oh, Father God, that those things, oh, Father God, that may have influenced us in the past, oh, Father God, won't be able to influence us anymore, oh, Father God, because we are taking back the temple that you have given us so that the original intent, oh, Father God, of what Yahshua HaMashiach did upon Calvary and on the hill of Golgotha would be able to manifest itself in our life and in our body and in our mind, in our will, and even in our emotions, that they be geared and projected towards you, oh, Father God, in all areas and all thought patterns and all things that we may endeavor and undertake, oh, Father God. We take back our temple, oh, Father God, from the things that may have had had us bound, oh, Father God. Your word, with your seeds being planted in us and coming forth in this season, oh, Father God, and that your blood, oh, Father God, that was shed upon Calvary is covering us in this season, oh, Father God, also, where the enemy won't be able to come and subdue us and attack us the way he has done before, oh, Father God. We thank you for opening up our eyes, oh, Father God. We thank you even for the healing in those areas, oh, Father God, in us, oh, Father God, that may have been disrupted, oh, Father God, by the things, oh, Father God, that we were battling with eternally, oh, Father God. We thank you for your healing, oh, Father God. We thank you for removing all of those things, oh, Father God, within our life that the enemy had access to, oh, Father God, because of our unlearnedness, oh, Father God, and the things of you and being deceived, oh, Father God, by traditional things, oh, Father God, because we was looking at the joy of it but not looking at the consequences of it. So we thank you for opening up our eyes, oh, Father God, that we may see the fruit, oh, Father God, and all that you are doing in our lives and the love that you have for us, oh, Father God, and the healing that you are dispensing now in this season and the covering by your blood, oh, Father God, inwardly and outwardly that you are dispensing by your warning ministering angels in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, and in that, oh, Father God, we stand firm, oh, Father God, so that we, oh, Father God, will not be tossed to and fro, oh, Father God, like we have been before. But we stand firm, oh, Father God, to see the great things, oh, Father God, that you are doing in our lives right before our eyes, oh, Father God. Because in you, oh, Father God, the things which are impossible with men, oh, Father God, is possible with you. And we know, oh, Father God, that you is not a man, oh, Father God, and that you cannot lie, oh, Father God. Whatever you have said in your word, oh, Father God, you will do it. And we thank you for that, Father God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, oh, Father God. But you also ask us too, oh, Father God, that we should be patient, oh, Father God, that patience has its perfect work, oh, Father God, and that seed of your word that was planted in us, oh, Father God, may spring forth, oh, Father God, in this season, oh, Father God. Because in your word, you know, Father God, who can be against us, oh, Father God, as you are for us. And we know that you are for us, oh, Father God. And you tell us in your word, oh, Father God, to be strong in your grace, oh, Father God, which is in Yahshua HaMashiach, oh, Father God. So even in that, oh, Father God, we hold fast to the patterns of sound words, oh, Father God, that resonate, oh, Father God, of the spirit that's in us that you have given us, oh, Father God, that lives within us, oh, Father God. And that is in faith and that is in love, oh, Father God. And even in you, and even in having that, oh, Father God, in your word, oh, Father God, you tell us, oh, Father God, to set our mind on the things above and not on the things of this earth, oh, Father God. And whatever that we may do, oh, Father God, we do it heartily as unto you, oh, Father God, and not unto men, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for establishing that within us, oh, Father God, and in the love that you are giving toward us in this season, oh, Father God, to stand strong, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we love you, oh, Father God, with all that is in us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for your word, oh, Father God, that is showing us, oh, Father God, the areas of our temple, oh, Father God, that that has been overtaken, oh, Father God. You have given us your word, oh, Father God, that we can take it back, oh, Father God, and we've taken it back, all those things that have been stolen from us. Because in your word, you say that when an enemy is found out, he has to give back, oh, Father God, double, triple, oh, Father God, what he has stolen, even if it's visible or invisible, oh, Father God, those things that he has stolen from us, he got to give it back, oh, Father God. So we stand upon that, oh, Father God, in this season, oh, Father God. We stand upon your word in every area of our lives, oh, Father God. Even in your word, oh, Father God, you even tell us in Philippians 4:4 to rejoice. And you always, oh, and Father God, I even tell the people who are listening, again, rejoice. Always rejoice in the Lord. Not be torn down, taken down by the fiery darts of the enemy, that we may think of our past as being bad, or we shouldn't have done those things, but from the love of God, those things we had to go through to bring us to that point that we are at now, and we are understanding the great love that you have for us, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, that you've done those things for us in our lives, oh, Father God, because of your great love toward us. Honor you and we glorify you, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, we praise you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for giving us the understanding, oh, Father God, that our body is the temple, oh, Father God, and your spirit lives within us, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for awakening that part that is in us, cover us up, oh, Father God, for it not to be covered, oh, Father God, anymore, oh, Father God, by the mundane things of the world, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we love you, we honor you, we glorify you, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. And in this very thing, oh, Father God, in your word in Philippians 1:6, it tells us to be confident in this very thing, oh, Father God, that he who has begun a good work in us will complete it until the day of Yahshua HaMashiach. Shalom.
And Father God, we truly thank you and we give your name the glory. We honor your name forever, Father God, and we lift you up and we extol you. We extol you, Lord God, as we come before you, Lord God, in the majesty of who you are. And knowing, Lord God, that you are the Lord of lords and King of kings, and that besides you there is none other. We thank you even now, Lord God, as we exalt your name. As we glorify your name, lift you up, Lord God, as we magnify your name, Father. Father God, we thank you even now, that as your name is going out throughout the earth, because you are longing for each and every person, Lord God, to come unto you. For your word has declared, those who will, let them come. And you, Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, if we would draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. And that's when we draw nigh unto you with all of our heart. Father God, you have given us in the hour, Lord God, that we live in, Lord God. There is much, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, that you are pouring out before us that we may know that you are who you are. Lord God, you have established it, Lord God, in your word. You have established it, Lord God, in your word. You have established it, Father God, in your word, Lord God, as we give your name all of the glory, as we give your name all of the honor, as we magnify your name, Father God, and extol you, as we worship you, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, as your name is going, Lord God, throughout the earth to draw us, Lord God, because you said in your word in the book of Romans, there is no way for you and not know that you are the Lord, because the very creation that you created showeth forth. It showeth forth, Lord God, even as we look up, we just have to look straight forward and see the things that you have done and know that no human agent could have done this thing. Father God, it even says, Lord God, in your word, Lord God, I'm not putting it in there, that you even give gifts. And in your giving gifts, Lord God, and not putting it in there, it is you who have given it. And if you have given it, Father God, we give it, Lord God, and then it is ensured that we may use it to give your name the glory. And therefore, we magnify you and we extol you, we worship you, and we glorify you, because that's the reason why you created us, Father. The things that are occurring is so that we may know that you are who you say you are. Father God, even when the enemy attacks in the different ways that he will literally all about through the area of darkness? Is it not your word that will shine forth a light to expose it? Is it not your word that the 91st Psalm says, even concerning the flower, that it is you who reveals what the flower is? Father God, is it not you who show us, Lord God, concerning that which will drench around in darkness? Lord God, in the form of fasting, is it not you who reveals what it is? And is it not you, Father God, even when you expose it, because you showed it forth in the book of Genesis? Is it not you who said, I give you dominion over the fowls of the air? Will you not let us know, Father, that in the realm of the spirit you was not representing just that which was in the natural, but you was giving us the analogy that you had given us dominion over the things in the spirit, because we were created in your image after your likeness. Father God, you gave us that authority. You restored to us when your first spirit and your work into your hands, I commit my spirit. Is it not you, Lord God, who spoke that through your son? Father, did you not say it again? Say through your son. When your son told us he would not come, no, unless I go away. He had to depart from here that the Holy Spirit may come to live on the inside of us to restore that which was lost. It was lost on the inside because it was kept silent, because the liar, the father of lies, seduced the mind into thinking that we were no longer who God created us to be in his image, pure spirit. Our father is not natural. He's not flesh. He's spirit. The liar lied. He continues in a lie because that's all he can do. From the time that iniquity was found in him, it was in heaven that it was found. Lord God, I repeat because I did not understand that. It was actually in heaven that it was found. And you gave it into the hands of Michael the archangel to deal with it and to cast him out. He could no longer be there. That's why you was revealing to us in the garden. You was clear, even though you put it in a way that even the first man had to seek you out to understand an unveiling of it, that the enemy was in the garden. It was the other tree. It was unraveled in the uncanny valley. It was not yours, but he set himself in a place in which he spoke of in Isaiah 14, where he wanted to set on the mouth of the congregation in the side of the north. Father God, but you was unveiling who he was, and you told us not to touch or taste of that. for surely it was caused us to die for what? That which you have given us to be a full dominion in the spirit, how you created us, because the enemy went wide. But Father God, you restored us. Father God, through the Son, with the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit living inside of us, restoring dominion, that we will walk in your authority, decreeing your word in the earth. Lord God, and you say that there will be a time that you said in your word, Master, that we can decree the kingdom of our God has become the kingdom of this world. So you said it in your word as we read and we meditate on the Our Father's prayer. As it is in heaven, so shall it be in the earth. Your kingdom. Oh, Father God, it will not be our kingdom, but let your kingdom come and your will be done. Father God, I pray even now, Lord God, that we would understand that not more so that they came to the before. So, did you not, Father God, speak to your people and say, I will sustain you and keep you? Did you not drop manna from heaven? Did you not feed each and every one of our forefathers? Did you not go there, cause water to come forth from the rock? Is not the rock the same rock? Is it not the word, not for the of God, that was in the beginning, not for the beginning? In the beginning was the word. Is it not the same word? The Lord Yeshua, I'm not sure. Is it not the same word that you said in the book of Psalms? My word have I exalted above all of my name. Not for the beginning. Is it not the same word? In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. So, is it not the same word? Because you said, my word shall not return unto me. Boy, did you not say that the only way we can come unto you, not so that it can, is it not through the same word? We cannot come any other way. If it was not you, Father, that when your word gave up the ghost, was it not you, Father, who split the veil? Is it not the word that became the high priest? So no one should become the high priest in the world system that we live in, because the high priest was restored and he sits at the right hand of the Father, making a man for me night. So the liar that will not back in the earth, that we have to become a high priest again, it is a lie. That it is passed down to the place of the liar. It's seducing the minds of the men and women of God, because there is one high priest, and that's the Lord Yeshua, on my shit, and only he could have done what he did. Did not, before the Father said unto Abraham, be your Lamb. In the bush. It's not the world, the Lord himself. It's not the Lord himself. My son, it cannot be no other. Not for me, No, son, it is not. That's what he said unto Abraham. through your word that will cause, Lord God, the mouth of the enemy to be stopped and his soulful cause to be crushed and his ability to lose to be stayed. My foot in it. It is by no other way. It is no other way. And Father God, we give your name the glory both now and forever. And we exalt the word. We lift up the word. We magnify the word because I'm not a God. That it is the word, Master, that was made before the foundation of the world. It was already done before it was done. And Father God, we forever give your name the glory. Forever do we accept you to the all-wise God. We say be glory, honor, dominion, and power both now and forever. We bless and extol your name, the word of God. Lord Yeshua, I'm a shepherd.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Darken my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh,
Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Let me hear your voice. Oh Lord, I know I need a word from you. Hey, I hear you, Lord. I hear you say, stand still and know that you are God. Oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Against me shall be able to prosper. Through the noise, let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
God bless you and top of the day to you, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I'm yours truly, prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, and I'm welcoming each and every one of you all for joining us on this day. And certainly we want to praise God for all that he's doing in the lives of his people and in the lives so many of you that are joining us from parts of the United States and the world. And certainly there is a countdown on in the land, and there are many questions are being asked in this challenging season, a strong demonic presence. What is the Lord saying? What is the Lord revealing? And what is the Lord trying to get our attention once again to see, know, and understand what he's doing in the land and what is going on as it relates to the state of our nation, country, world, and his people. I want to take this time to thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors and those who operate in ministry gifts. We thank God for you on today. For your strength, prayer, and intercession. We're thanking God for what the Lord is doing in your life and for your life on today. We thank God for what he's releasing in this season to you, you, and you on today. Amen. We honor the Lord for you on today. Also, I want to take this time to thank those, once again, who have connected with us, new partners in the ministry, and those who God has blessed us with to connect with in this season of your life. Thank you for connecting with us as well. And we honor the Lord for you, you, and you being connected with us in this season. God is up to something mightily, and surely we don't want to miss what he's doing for us in this season of our life in ministry and the work that is being released in the earth realm. So I bless the Lord for you, you, and you, a saint of God. I want to share a few things with the saints of God that the Lord put in my spirit. It's of importance for people to really understand the meaning of certain things now in the land, meaning of those things now in the land, instead of the illusion and the game that's behind it, and what it's all about, and what the enemy is set to do, and what his plan is. Amen. And what he's trying to do to many in the land, and what it's all about for God's people to be able to really understand specifically what he is, the enemy is doing, and that the people will not be lost in the midst of all that is going on, because so many people are hitting and missing, but you don't want to miss what God is saying to the world and to in the earth land for many of his people right now. There's some things specifically happening now that is very pivotal to so many of us right now in the land. So I want God's people to not be lost concerning the purpose, the plan, and the mandate that is going on in the earth realm and for the lives of his people. So it's so important for us right now to be in a critical position in our relationship with God. Have to be very critical right now concerning everything that is going on in the land and things we connect into, people we connect into, relationships we connect into, and the list goes on. So it's important right now for what we're doing. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify and we magnify and we magnograph your name. We thank you for all of the things that you're bringing together for these, your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask today that your expression of your glory be released through the power and the presence of your word. Father, we thank you for it right now. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for all of these things working together in this season, in this hour, and in this dispensation. Father, I thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, those of you who are joining us, go ahead, share it on your page. Those, you can go to Administrator Bryant, share it on hers, who followed us via blog site. You can do that as well. We appreciate you in advance. Please buckle your seatbelt up this day. There will be some things I'm going to be releasing to the people of God, and I don't want you to miss it, and I certainly don't want anybody else to miss it on today. So I'm asking that you would please share with others on today. This is called Eye-Opening Day, an eye-opening day for many of us, and you don't want to miss this. You don't want anybody else to miss it. So you want to share it with as many people as you can, that they will be blessed. They will be blessed, and they will know how important this day is to our life and to the life of God's people. So I'm saying this for the very reason that we entered into the declared war. Look at somebody say, we've entered into the declared war. We've entered into the declared war. Everything with a preparation, we have entered into the declared war. The declared war. And you don't want to miss this word today. You don't want to miss it. You want to share with as many people as you can. And you don't want anybody to miss this word from the Lord on this day. Now, if you've been following us, we've been sharing from the Word of God, from the book of Daniel. We're not deviating from the teaching in Daniel, but we're solidifying all of what Daniel taught in his Word, much of what Daniel shared with the world and to the people and nations and country. These are the pivotal times in the land. You don't want to miss it. And you don't want to miss what God is saying to you and for your life, destiny, and purpose. So you can just, throughout this month, just keep in your mind, declared war. We have entered into a declared war. This is for us in the spiritual realm. It's for us, those who are in the natural. It's for you as well, too. So we have entered into the declared war. Write that down. This is not my topic, but I want many of you to understand we have entered into the declared war. We have entered into the declared war. I have to keep saying that specifically for those. Please share this with as many people. No one wants to miss this as we go through this week, as we're following Ramadan and we're dealing with this calendar month and the Judaic events that are happening. Many of you do not want to miss what is being released to you and what is being told to you in the earth realm and what's going on in the land. So write this word down, and you may want to write it on a piece of paper and carry it with you wherever you go throughout the weeks. This week, you want to write this down. We have entered into the declared war. You have entered into the declared war in the land. Amen. You have entered into the declared war in the land. I'm going to deal with Daniel chapter 6 first. Daniel chapter 6. I'm just going to read a verse of that for you. And as I read it, we're going to go from there into the word of God for those who are following us. Amen. So lock and load your seatbelts so you can be blessed on today. Turn with me to the book of Daniel chapter number 6. Daniel chapter number 6. When we leave Daniel chapter 6, we're going to go right to, and I'm going to try to throw a quarter in a pint. So I want everybody to get this information. So you want to share with as many people today. And those of you who are joining me right now, I want you to write the word down. We have entered into the declared war. We have entered into the declared war. You want to write that down. We have entered into the declared war. All right, let's go over to Daniel chapter 6, and then we're going to go over to Genesis. Genesis chapter number 11, and we're going to end in 2 Corinthians 4:1. So we're going to go in that order, but I need to break some points down to many of you that you will really understand specifically in detail what is going on right now, and you won't lose your space in the dimensional realm, and you won't lose where you are in the natural realm, because there are so many things that are happening right now in the earth realm at this point, up until this point, especially leading in this month of Ramadan, leading us up to so many things biblically from the Bible perspective. You don't want to miss it. You want to be in the place of God when things are happening. All right. So follow me in the book of Daniel chapter number six. And then we're going to move from Daniel chapter number 6 over to Genesis chapter number 11. Genesis chapter number 11. And then we're going to end in the word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm trying to throw a quarter in the pipe, give you as much detail. Once again, those of you who are following me today and connected with us, please share with others. I want you to write, we have entered into the declared war. We have entered into the declared war. Entered into the declared war. I was awakened this morning. I have a very low sleep pattern. In other words, I don't sleep a lot, but I try as much as possible to rest, but I want people to follow me. Now, those of you who follow me, I want you to follow, write this down, and keep this in your spirit. We have entered into the declared war. Okay? We have entered into the declared war. Now, so you won't lose sight of what's going on. You have to follow me carefully. You have to share this, and then you have to come back to this. Now, many of my adversaries have been waiting for me all week long. Many adversaries have been prepared for me to come on Sunday to teach this. So many people around the world, not just those who have followed me from a spiritual perspective, but those who have followed me from a world perspective, they've been waiting for this day. Many people have been buckling their seatbelt because they have not heard me most of the week, but I'm getting ready to reveal some things to you. We have entered into the declared war. Somebody write that down. We have entered into the declared war. Okay, let's go into the book of Daniel, chapter number 6, and I want to deal with some verses here. Chapter 6. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom and over these three presidents of whom Daniel was first, that the prince might give an account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes because of an excellent spirit was in him. The king thought to set him over the whole realm. Over the whole realm. Keep that in mind. Over the whole realm. Now, I want you to mark that down. Mark that down. Then the president and the princes sought to find an occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. Concerning what? The kingdom. But they could not find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall find an occasion against this Daniel. Now, you got to remember, Daniel's name means in the word of God. It means God is judge or judgment of God. Remember that. Daniel's name means God is judge or judgment of God. Okay. Let me read verse 5. Then said these men, we should not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against who? Against him, concerning the law of God, or L-O-T, against what God, decision, or the judgment that God had rendered. God had rendered a decision in a judgment. So we all are judge in the decision. So they said in their mind, we have to find an occasion against who? Who the God that Daniel served, the God that Daniel served, they looking to find an occasion against whom? The God that Daniel served. Now, let's turn over to the book of Genesis. I should have went to Genesis first. However, it's for the sake of time, you should stay in that vein. All right. Genesis chapter number 11. Genesis chapter number 11. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar. And they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had bricks for stone and flint for a mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men built, the children of men. Now, you got to remember chapter 6, the fallen angels slept with the daughters of men. These were the fallen angels called Nephilim. The word Nephilim is a Greek word, means fallen. Sleep with the daughter of the man. Now we're in chapter number 11. And the Lord, behold, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. Now listen to this. They have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have image to do. Image created, an image of their mind, the image that they created, the image to do. Go, let us go down there, confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name called Babel, because the Lord did confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Now, and let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 1. 4 and 1. Please share so others can be blessed by the word of the Lord God. 2 Corinthians 4:1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but having renounced the hidden thing. What is that? We have renounced the hidden thing. Our job is to renounce the hidden thing. Now, we're going to the mountain just on this. Renounce the hidden thing of what? Renounce the hidden things of disobedience, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of truth, commending ourselves, every man conscious in the sight of God. Our conscious, there's an unconscious state, and there's a conscious state, amen. But now, verse number 3, everybody follow me on verse number 3. He said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, those who are lost, in whom the God, the small God of this world, have blinded the mind of them which believe it not. So those who believe not, their enemy has blinded the mind of them that believe it not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. It should what? Shine unto them. To do what? Shine unto them. Listen to this. Now, this is powerful so you can understand what we're dealing with. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, Lord, and ourselves, your servant Jesus' sake, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in face of Jesus. Now, but we have a treasure in this earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power of God may, the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. We are troubled on what? Every side, yet not in distress. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in our body the body of the dying of the Lord, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Yeshua's sake, Jesus, that the life of Yeshua might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have to understand. Now, the Lord woke me up this morning to bless God's people, all points bulletin. Remember, I said we are in a declared war. The Lord said, I'm sending a divine sound into the earth realm against illegal database in the mind of God's people. There has been a breach in the earth realm. God said, tell my people I'm sending a divine sound into the earth realm against illegal database in the mind of my people. The enemy is taking the mind of the people. Listen to this. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, whom the God of this world hath blinded the mind of them which believe it not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto us. Now, What are we doing? But we have renounced. What are we doing? We're coming to renounce. I came to renounce the hidden things of disobedience. Everybody follow this, write this word down today, because on this day, mark this day down today, this day, as we move into Ramadan, you have to understand what the enemy is doing and his plans for many of us in the world. This is more serious than people think. There are things in the earth realm that are going on right now. It's more serious than we think. The people are not taking God at his word. Demonic powers at a high rate in the mind of the people of God. And God, people must understand what my assignment is as an apostolic prophet in the earth realm is to begin to do what? Renounce the hidden things of disobedience and not walking in craftiness, nor having the word of God deceitfully, but manifestation of truth, commending ourselves in the conscience in the sight of God. In other words, I'm waking God's people up that have been slept over the last 36 months going into a four-year period. I'm letting you know today what is happening and what is getting ready to befall the earth realm. We are in, or we have entered into a declared war. It's a declared war in the earth realm. Look at somebody say, it's a declared war in the earth realm. I want to look at the word here that God gave me. I want to look at the word divine. The word divine means of God, liking of God, the things of God in him only. The angelic movement, the seraphim, these are all mortal. You have to understand the excellency of God, the power of God. All of these things are in the connecting presence of the Lord right now. We are in a declared war in the earth realm. It's a declared war. And the Lord said, tell my people, I'm sending a divine sound into the earth realm against illegal data based in the mind of the people. Many people's minds have been fooled again, and many people's minds have been warped, and many people are compromising the word of God. Many people are going away from truth. They're going away from the things of the Lord. There's a lying spirit in the land. There are people that are lying in the land right now, and they're calling it the truth, but it's the farthest thing from the things of God right now. It seems good. It looks good. It appears good. We're following the feel-good prophetic word. We're following the feel-good things of the world. And the word of God said this specifically. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So it appears that it's right. It looks that it's right. It feels that it's right. It makes it look right, but it's not right. The narrative, we must rewrite the narrative of the religious world that have taken the people from the righteousness of God. In Genesis chapter number 11, God already saw that the people were one. They were already one, and he saw that they were trying to build a name and a tower to heaven. He had to come down and take that one language and confuse it. And when he confused the name, he spread it them abroad. He spread it them abroad. That same spirit is coming together now, years, centuries later, thousands of years later. You're watching the same spirit now manifesting in the land. And demonic spirit, we are in a declared war in the land. Why are we in a declared war in the land, Prophet Matthew? I'm glad you asked. Glad many of you asked. Let's look at this. I want people to understand this. Let's look at this. Okay? Look at what it really means, what I'm getting ready to share with you all. I want you to carefully hear this for people to understand the movement, the pattern and the movement that's in the world or the land, the prophetic movement or the declared movement in the world. Okay. Everybody saw what happened on March 28th, 2022. Many of you heard, you didn't watch it, you heard it. Many of you saw, and you saw the video. You saw the railing video of what happened on March 28, 2020, all right, at the Oscar Award. Now listen to this. The Academy Award is a popular known as the Oscar, an award for artistic and technical merit in film industry. They are regarded by many as the most prestigious and significant award in the entertainment industry worldwide. Stay with me. Given annually by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science. The awards are an international recognition of excellence and cinematic achievement, and assessed by the Academy voting membership. The various categories winners are awarded a copy of a golden statue as a trophy officially called the Academy Award Merit. Academy, also more commonly referred to by its nickname, the Oscar, the statue, depicts a knight rendered in a name of a person or an individual, the Oscar. That's the Oscar. Amen. That's the Oscar. You have to understand where we are at now. All right. What started this showdown between Will Smith and Chris Rock? Chris Rock said something against Will Smith's wife as it relates to what? The G.I. Joe hairdo. You all remember that? It was all about that. He went into effect. Look at somebody say, we have entered into a declared war. Now, let me take you over here to understand what G.I. Joe means. And you'll understand the meaning of G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe is an American media franchise and a line of action figures and produced by a toy company called Hasbro. An initially produced offering representing four of the branches of the United States. Now listen to this. The four branches of the United States Air Force. Number one under the branch of the United States Air Force is, number one, the United States Army, the United States Navy, the United States Air Force, and the United States Marine. Now, at the Oscar, if you don't understand what they were saying then, you will not get it, because we are in a declared war in the earth realm. We are in a declared war in the earth realm. This was not about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. This was about a sign sent out to the world that we are in a declared war, and Hollywood is known for their ability to create the Oscars or the imagery for everything that exists in the land. These are already prepared for, we're prepared for the declared war. It's already been prepared and declared. If you don't understand it, I'm breaking the code so you can understand where we are at in the earth realm as a people. You understand what demonic spirits are in assignment to do right now. It was, look, notice if you go close and they take their time to carefully allow you to see what happened, you'll see a what? A false slap on what? The right side of his cheek. There on the right side, on the left side of his cheek, while he was standing there, you have to understand the coded systems of the world. You have to understand what Hollywood is all about. You have to understand who will be touched globally around the world. Let me go further to explain G.I. Joe. The development of G.I. Joe led to the coining of the term action figure. We are in a action figure in the land. G.I. Joe appeal to children had made America the icon of that time from 1964 when it was established February 2nd, 1964. Let's go further so you can understand what this is all about in the earth realm. And you will understand what we're up against and what they're trying to do now for the people of God. Everything is done based upon a demonic spirit, and folks are not hearing it because everyone needs a prophet in their life to reveal to the earth realm what is going on now in the land and what the devil is trying to do to the mind of God's people and trying to bring the people back into a demonic spirit. Now, let me go further to explain this to you. All right. The D.I. Jew trademark was used by Hasbro in several different lines. Also, only two have been successful. The original 12-inch 30-centimeter line introduced February 2nd, 1964, was a realistic action figure in the United Kingdom and line of licenses by Polator, as known as an Action Man. In 1982, the line was relaunched in 3.75-inch, 9.5-centimeter. Let me move past that and go right into the details of the information. All right. And let me read this so you can understand that. G.I. Joe Team and the Evil Cobra organization, which seeks to take over the free world through terrorism. Did y'all hear that? The G.I. Joe toys and the Evil Cobra organization was seeking to take over the free world through what? Terrorism. Let me say it one more time. You can share with everybody what y'all saw, what you saw March 28, 2022 at the Oscars was a preparation of what? We have entered into a declared war. It was a declared war, people of God. It was a declared war, and they used us always as the guinea pigs or those who have sold themselves to the ancient spirit of Nimrod, that ancient demonic activity, to that spirit. We have entered into a declared war in the land. United States of America, the world, we have entered into a declared war, people of God. You know, you are in a declared war in the land. That's what's going on right now. And many people in the declared war, the mind of the people are being blinded by the God of this world. The God of this world is blinding the mind of them that what? Don't believe. Least the glorious gospel of the Lord will shine on you. So what I'm doing here is I'm revealing to the world what's getting ready to manifest itself in the earth realm. We in a declared war that was sent out to every part of the world. What's going on? It's been sent out. That's why they had the Oscar. That's why they used Hollywood. Everything was done in Hollywood. It was done. That's what the Oscar is about. And God has sent me to tell the people, he said, tell the people, I'm sending a divine sound in the earth web against the illegal database in the mind of God's people. People can't focus on nothing now. You know why? Because they're too busy looking at Will Smith and Chris Rock and the slap. And Will Smith doing what? Oh, he got to resign from the Academy Award. Let me tell you something. Hear me. Hear me really, really carefully. The earth realm as it stands now and where we are at, the strong delusion of demonic spirits are activated like never before. And so many of you are walking in the earth realm now where the enemy is trying to take the mind of the people of God. The enemy is trying to destroy, utterly destroy our moral climate. He's coming against everything that is in the word or will of God. Everything you're watching is here. They're not going to tell you the war. They declared war. It is a code in a system. And everything that's happening exists. I told many of you that the month of March will be a deciding time. It's going to be a pivotal time in the earth realm and what you're going to see in the land. You're going to see it. And you're going to know what is going on to the exact and to the detail of what's happening so that you will not be ignorant of the war that's going on, the war in the mind and the war in the natural against God's people to break your will and to make you not know what God is doing in the midst of all demonic spirits that have been launched in the land against God's people. Many of you having a hard time spiritually, sleeping and resting. You have a hard time making decisive decisions. You're warring in the mind. Some of you are battling in your thought process. You're trying to figure out what's real and what's not. Some of you are battling between the lie and the truth right now. There's a strong lying spirit in the land that's very heavy in the land, attacking the substratum of the thoughts of God's people. That's why he says in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 3, if the word of God, gospel be hid, it is hid to them that the God of this world has did what? Blinded the mind of them that what? Believe it not, least the glorious gospel of the Lord, the life is revealed to us. What I'm doing is I'm revealing the hidden things and renouncing the hidden things of disobedience so that you will be able to see what is happening in the plan from our government. You will know that. You will understand that. You will understand what is going on around you. You will understand what is happening in hemispheres and tropospheres and biospheres and lithospheres. And you understand what's happening in the elements of the earth realm. Everything is being channeled or chanted into the earth realm. That's why they did what they did at the Oscars that night. It was a preparation. It was to prepare the people for what's getting ready to happen on a larger scale as it relates to world, to the world order, or the things of the world order. Now, those who just joined me, you're going to have to go back and read what I shared with you concerning the G.I. Joe, concerning the Oscars and what it means to the world, the excellent in America international film industry. Held in the United States, you have to understand what it is. And if you study what this actual award is about, how the design of it, you'll know all about the ancient events and ancient mysticies and the ancient demonic presence that are in operation now. And you will know it specifically in detail, so you won't be lost concerning what's getting ready to happen as it relates to war, as it relates to terrorism, as it relates to events, as it relates to incited events in the earth realm, quote unquote, that is happening right this moment before our eyes. I told people something is coming. Now it's officially here. Hollywood lets you know it's officially here. The slap is here. The slap and the symbol is here. You know the word of the Lord God said in the Bible. It talked about a slap in the face. It said it lets you know what happened. They use everything biblically. It's all, they use the same biblical terminology in a natural analogy. So you will understand what's happening in the world and in the earth realm concerning these countries and nations and events that are going on that's happening right now. And the church world is missing it. The world, secret world and secret society, they understand it. They know the world banking system, the Rockefeller, the Rothschild family, they know about that. These are high elite family. They understand what's going on. They understand the world system and what's being designed. All of these things are being designed so you will understand that you will not know it because you don't have the knowledge of what they're doing and the knowledge of what's being done in the earth realm. That's why major leaders, men and women of God like myself, are being demonically challenged. Why? Because we're being distracted. The enemy is using many of our own people to distract us. The word of God says in Daniel chapter number 7, I believe, in 28, 7 and 20, 6 and 20, 5, I believe it is. Satan come to wail the things of the Most High, to change times and seasons and the times in a given attack. Because what it is, he's trying to distract us from revealing what is going on in the land. Most of you are in such a heavy distraction. It is all, it's aggravating you. It's bothering you because the enemy are using the distraction to keep you from tapping into your prayer life, your meditation life, your time with the Lord, your conversation with God. And everybody's using excuses for this time because God is revealing so many things in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual dimension to the body of believers. But because so many people are emailing you videos of Will Smith and Chris Will Smith slapping Chris Rock, when you understand it was all about a declared war in the earth realm. It was declared. All of us. Two men, black men at that, declared war in the earth realm. And especially for us, because if they could use us to distract us, they can continue to do what they want to do illegally, like they've been doing for centuries. They always use us for their strategy and their plan. Always use us. And you have to know what you're up against and what's coming and what's getting ready to be, what's getting ready to be released in these countries and nations around the world. You're watching it. It's happening. It's manifesting itself as we are speaking now. Billions, not millions, billions and trillions of dollars are being prepared, transferred now in the earth realm. Billions and trillions of dollars are being moved now. The economic climate is to distort the mind of God's people. Now, we understand, I explained to you the Academy Award, the popular Oscar, the award for the artistic technique, merit, and film industry. They are regarded by many as the most prestigious, significant award in entertainment industry worldwide. So this is around the world. With another decoy. The G.I. Joe was a preparation. Google it. Go to Wikipedia. It'll explain to you what it's all about. What was said. It's been in motion. Understand it. Now you will look back and say, okay, I know what we're up against. I know what's getting ready to happen in the land. Let me read this last part so for those who just joined us. Now, G.I. Joe team and the Evil Cobra organization will seek to take over the free world through terrorism. 28, 22 are in the declared war in the earth realm. It's been declared war. We are in a declared war. So prepare yourself. Prepare yourself, men and women of God. Prepare yourself, those who have followed me, those who are already following me and know what I'm saying, those who are not on the actual screen but are following me behind the scenes, those who are following me via Blog Talk Radio, who are listening in, the other 2.5 listening viewers that listen to us on the blog side, they know what I'm saying here. Already know what's happening. Already know the transition of power is in effect. They already know that we are at the end of an era in the royal family. We already know that there's a shifting in the global climate of the world. We already know that the United States government, everything is being done. You already know that. Put it like that. Now you are aware of what we're seeing and what's been revealed to the people. We are in Ramadan. So in this month, everything is being sent. And as we come closer to the pagan holiday of Esther, the fertility goddess that everybody's celebrating on Easter and calling the Friday, Jesus died on a Friday and raised on a Sunday morning in 1.5 days. And no, he ain't going down on Friday and raised because that day and a half is not officially 3 days. So I'm just saying that. Everything is always done during a what? During a what? Pagan time, pagan event, paganistic event, so that the religious world, that's why we have to rewrite the religious narrative in the earth realm so God's people can be lead people back to the origin of what God is saying to us as a body of believers in the kingdom of God. That's why he said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has did what? Blinded the mind. The mind has been blinded. Them which do what? Believe it not. Least the light of the glorious gospel, what? Of God. God, gospel of Christ, the image of God should do what? Shine on them, because we're revealing to the world what is happening and what is coming upon the earth, or what is already here. We are in the declared war. So he said to me this morning, I'm sending a divine sound into the earth realm against the illegal database in the mind of God's people. There is so many things illegal that we're coming into covenant with, and we're coming into agreement with these things. So Chris Rock made the statement, Jada Pickett, the hairdo, and the G.I. Joe, it was a sign to the world, quote, G.I. Joe team and the evil corporate organization which seeks to overtake the free world through terrorism. G.I. Joe was all part of a branch of the United States Air Force, States Navy, the United States Marine, in one that was all about what's happening. Declared war in the land, people of God. That's what it was about, the declared war in the land. I will give you more details and specific details a little later on, but I want you to bite on that today. And everything I'm saying, go over and go to Google, go to Wikipedia or Encyclopedia, and look up G.I. Joe. Study what it was all about. Study why it was exist, why it came on the scene February 2nd, 1964, and what it was all about, the four branches of government, United States Army, United States Navy, United States Air Force, United States Marine, the four branches. Now, and then understand what the Oscars were all about. And you will know, you bring them two together, and you'll understand the strategy or the strategic plan of what's going on right now in the land. And you will not miss it. You will not miss what they're doing. You will not miss the plan. You will not miss what's happening. And once again, no one can refute what I'm saying to you. They all know. One know those societies. They know what's happening. We are in one of the greatest transfer of powers in the land now. And you have to be careful who you attach yourself to now in the earth realm. There are people that look like they with you. They sound like they with you. They act like they with you, but they're not. It's a decoy. to draw you out, to draw you out of the spiritual things of God, to move you out of the presence of the Lord, and to shift you from that spiritual dimension that God has us in right now. So many people say, and the Lord said this. He did not say that. You have to know what God is saying to us now. Faith of God. We are in the declared war in the land. Declared war. Right now, we're in a declared war. At any moment, any hour, any day now, you will see it. You're going to see it unveil itself. Even this month, from last month, you will see it. You're watching what's going on in the world right now. But the people of God, we cannot be moved by the narrative of the religious world and the demonic spirit of Hollywood genre. They already explained to you. Let me read it over again for you to understand. The Academy Award is a popular known as the Oscar. Now look at the award. Look at where it originated from when they took the Oscar and they designed it. Look at where it's designed. You can study the design of its origin and understand the award for artistic and technical merit in the film industry. They are regarded by many as the most prestigious, significant award in the entertainment industry worldwide, given annually by the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Science. Science. Motion Arts and Science. Motion Arts and Science. Awards are internationally recognized of excellent cinematic achievement. Look at the word, cinematic achievement. Cinematic achievement. I'm trying to give you all so you can understand frequency, sound, depth, width, powerful frequency, cinematic frequency. Understanding languages, understanding hieroglyphics, understanding Phoenician, understanding the languages in the world, how all demonic principalities are merging together while the church world are fighting each other over stuff that they're not authorized, because most of them are not living right anyway. They're not even authorized to have it, but they're fighting and jockeying in a dimension that does not exist. The foolishness or the demonic spiritual realm is throwing many of you all off. That's why many prophetic and apostolic people are almost being sideswiped. That's why a lot of people are wondering, man, we're off. And you're seeking out, you feel like you're feeling like you're like literally like, what's going on? Many of you are hearing, whispers in your atmosphere, chanting spirits in your atmosphere. You're hearing things that are coming your way. Some of you feeling miscombobulated. Some of you dealing with battle fatigue. It's sending the high tech, what you call the RK. These are high ranking archangels. People out, and I want many people to understand that if the enemy cannot stop you, he will push you out there to utter destruction. If the devil can't stop you, he'll push you out there. And what he's doing is he's taking novice-minded people and pushing them out there in ministry, and they're coming back either wounded, destroyed, or dead. Because they don't understand the depth of the power of the demonic spirits that are being launched now against them, because they're watching from the distance. That's why the sons of Sceva, one of the sons of Sceva, they all watch what Paul was doing in the miracle realm. And then they started following after Paul. And when they came up against the power of demons, notice what they did. They called spirits to them. The spirits were not bothering those men. They called the spirits to them. And what did they do? When they called the spirits over, they commanded them in the name of who? Paul. In the name of who, Paul, sir? Yeshua. And those spirits said, Paul, we know. Jesus, Yeshua, we know. Who are you? And they leaped on them, ran them throughout naked. Why? Because we're at a time right now where the ostrich are all part of this plan in the land. The G.I. Joe was a symbol of preparation for war, people of God. These were all things done. There's no time to play right now. It's a critical wind blowing in the land right now. There's a wind that's coming, and there's another wind that's coming to take out leaders, critical leaders in the land. A wind is blowing, and those two individuals were part of the step used to prepare for war, to prepare for frequency, to prepare for what? The Academy Motion Picture, Arts in Silence. All in the land. And it's manifesting now, the very moment we're in. And you are watching it happen and manifest right now before our eyes. And if you're not in a place with God, you would not gather the data. You would not see what is going on in the land. You would not know what is happening right now in the world, saints of God. We are in the declared war in the land. It's a declared war in the land. And it's another slap in the face. The old saying that what goes around comes around. It's already in the land. Men of God and people of God, you ain't seen nothing yet. I've shared with you all the way up to this month of April what is happening in May and June and July. Don't be shaken. There's some things happening, and God don't want his people to miss it. I don't want you all to miss it, thanks to God. Let me share something with people. If you are a worshiper, listen to me. If you're a worshiper right now, you're a praise dancer, you're in music industry, anything that has to do with music and art right now, anybody who's following me right now, I need you to share this with anybody who deals with frequency, sound, rhythm, concert, orchestra. Anyone that deals with this type of atmosphere, your mind and your rhythm is fighting now. Demonic spirits want your frequency. Listen to me. If you are a person that flows in singing, in worship, you flow in being a maestro, a drummer, a percussionist, a violin, the demon spirits are pulling on your rhythm and your frequency. And those spirits are trying to drain you of your spiritual synergy from eternity in humanity. And many of you are warring in your body because demonic principalities are pulling on your frequency now. So most of you are discombobulated and you don't know where it's coming from. The Academy Award, Motion Picture Arts and Science, they're sending out frequencies. And that frequency after March 28th was launched. Prior to that time, it was setting you up to look at it and change your pupils of your vision and your eyes. Some of you feel confused right now. You're feeling strong confusion. Many of you right now. Now, if you go to what I shared with you last Sunday at this time, please go back and follow up with this one. What I shared with you last Sunday, connected to right now. Some of you are trying to break through with a prayer, and a spiritual darkness falls over you and, like, wear you down. It's a spirit. It's a darkness hit over your eyes, trying to take your rhythmic frequency away. They know what they're doing, these demonic spirits. That's why in chapter number 11 that I read to you, I explained to you in detail. They were all one in one realm, one dimension, and they were building a tower. God said they could have built it. He had to come down and change languages. Most of the believers in the body of Christ who all are on the same frequency, we all on the same frequency, the enemy is trying to cause confusion with us because they're pulling on our dimension. They're pulling spiritual warfare. That's why distractions are coming to many of you right now. Are you following me, people of God? Are you following me? So if you have a husband, a wife, a friend that's operating in music ministry, operating in frequency of sound, studying music, writing music, operating in any of the industry of that town, their rhythm is being breached. They're dealing with, right now, memory loss. The enemy is messing with their frequency right now. It's a spiritual demonic force that is happening. Now, let me share this with you. And many of you right now who have not operated in music, but you're gifted, but you operate in a drawback spirit and you don't want to come forth, you're even taxed even the more mentally. You're almost suicidal because you don't know what's going on in your body and your mental capacity. That's why you have to understand, just like a 5G system upgrading, the more demons upgrade themselves, the more they're pulling on the natural men of God and women of God. That's why you see people can say, God said it, and he did not speak to that dimension in the spirit realm and change the substratum of your thought process and pull you in. That's why some people marry the wrong people, because in that dimensional realm, the enemy messes with your ceremonial seed. And when he messes with your ceremonial seed, when you get connected to a seed, you think it's the seed, and you mess up and cause chaotic issue in your own seed. You have to understand where we are at in the land. We are in the declared war. The spiritual realm is being breached right now. And I came to prophesy into the illegal database. There's an illegal thing happening right now. If you ever looking at the world preachers right now, major preachers on the platform, they're only going over old details, old things. God is raising up the rhema frequency in the land, and many people in the land is moving. And then the rest of the world, they're dealing with the corona frequency, the corona sound, and they're missing the crown. They're missing the depth, people of God. They're missing it. Many of you, and if you're in this realm of the spirit, you understand what I'm talking about. Because of all that's going on at this very moment. Saints of God, gird yourself up. Protect yourself in this season. There are people right around us that mind is literally in a reprobated state. There are people that mind is not where it's supposed to be. If you let people talk, you'll hear they double talking themselves in this season. So that's why I say to the worship leader, the praise and worship leader, those that flow in the spiritual realm of sound, those who are flowing as maestro, psalmist, those who are flowing in those spiritual realms, that's what you're dealing with right now in the spiritual nature. The enemy is attacking your frequency and your rhythm and your depth because of what's on your life. And these demonic spirits are attacking themselves to you to drain you mentally, to cause you to think suicidal, to cause you to go into oppression, depression. That spirit has been launched in the land, and that's why I'm trying to warn all people, men and women of God around the world. That's what that March 28th was about. It was not about Will, the slap of Will Smith and Chris Rock. It was another sign in the land. People of God, I don't want you to miss it. And many of you, once again, share this with many. If you are a worship leader, if you are a psalmist, if you are in the soundtrack, if you carry frequency, if you are a drummer, if you have any sax power that operate in rhythm, in vocal, in sound, in hearing, you are under a major assault, and demonic spirits are pulling on your rhythm, your rhythmic frequency in your brain. They're pulling on it. They're trying to drain you, to pull you out of the spiritual place of the kingdom of God. And that's why God sent me today to say, I'm sending a divine sound into the earth realm against the illegal database, against the mind of God's people right now. Some of you don't even know what's going on. Some of you are in a place right now where you're warring. You're trying to figure things out. And that's where we are at in the earth realm. That was a sign, signal sent out. And it's waging war against God's anointed, God's men and women of God. That's why everybody, look at somebody and say, we need prophets. Well, let me put it like that. You need a prophet in your life, the right one, that will let you know what is going on now, between now, this very day, and all the way while we're in Ramadan, leading up to Easter. Y'all are going to celebrate it, that sun goddess day. I mean, that fertility day. Gird your mind up, because the enemy is attacking the streams of your thought. And some of you are having some dreams, and many of you will see, and many of you who flow in that area, you're going to have many dreams of numbers. There are going to be a lot of dimensional numbers. And some of you are going to see semantic numbers. Some of you are going to see frequencies that you don't really understand. But it's going to be, it's all coded systems. And the enemy has launched against you all. And if you look at where we came out of, look at the music industry. Look at 2019, 2020, 2021. The entire world of sound and frequency, stages were emptied out. Platforms were emptied out. Arenas were emptied out. Now we're coming back to that place. And what's happening, those who are getting ready to take the major platform, the enemy is trying to destroy your acoustic. He's trying to destroy your sound. He's trying to destroy your frequency. He's trying to destroy your width, your depth. He's trying to destroy your line. He's trying to destroy everything about you before this next move, because the next move in the land is going to be about sound. Watch this. There's an end to mega ministry, but there's not an end to mega sound. And many of you have been attacked in that area because the enemy is trying to use many of them to create a mega ministry. God is trying to get us to carry the mega sound and cover the frequency and the rhythm in our body, the acoustic. Some of you putting shoes on your feet that you once used to wear, and look at your feet. Look at the motion of your feet. Look at the rhythm of the body movement now. Even some that took the shot. 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026, 2027 is going to be a shaken time. And I pray the Spirit of the Lord God will be able to cover many in this time because of what's going on in the land, saints of God. You are in that spiritual realm. 2022 means light and mastery. When you see 22, it means light, it means mastery. It's critical time. It's coming together, and that's why you're dividing. Now I'm going to end on this. I had a dream yesterday morning. I'm going to share this with everybody. I had a dream yesterday morning, and the dream was I was invited. I don't know how I got into this house. I was in this house. It was not a mansion. It was a house. Now, everybody, this will make sense to you. I was in this house, and in this house, Bill Gates was in the house. Bill Gates was in this house. He was in the house, and there was a young lady. Her hair was all black. She looked kind of young, as if she was like Italian, Cuban, somewhat Puerto Rican. She was sitting down, and when I came in the house, she was befriending me, and we were talking. And here's what happened. She said, "How you doing?" I said, "Good." She said, "You look very young." I said, "Well, thank you. I appreciate that." And then we began to talk. I said, "Well, who are you and what you about?" Now listen to this. She said these words to me. She said, "I am a," you kind of describe it without losing the audience on this. She said, "I am I would use the word maybe like a prostitute." That's what she said she was. But she didn't use that term. And I said, "Wow." And so as she was talking to me, she didn't use the word prostitute. I'm trying to be nice with the term she used. It had something to do with perverted. And I said to her, I said, "Wow." So we would continue to talk. Then Bill Gates shows up. And what Bill Gates was walking, he came with me with a plate of food. And on there, this is what I saw. It was two hot dogs on there with all the hot dogs. And he offered me. I said, "I don't eat that." I said, "I don't eat that." I said, "I don't eat that food." He said, "No, come on. I want you to have it." I said, "No, I don't eat that. I'm not going to eat." And literally then, immediately, the Spirit of God said, "Danger." Now listen to me, people. God said, "Danger." And so what I saw after that, I saw these. Now, these are knives that they use in hospitals when they're getting ready to cut on people. They get ready to cut people. They're real thin knives, and they're sharp. Surgery knives. I had a surgery knife in my hand, and I remember the handle was black. It was small. And all of a sudden, the woman that was there had the surgery knife. This is what she had. And I began to block her. Like, I was blocking her. And Bill Gates was there, and I blocked, and I threw the knife towards him, too. Now, he was there. And I said, "Let me get out of this house. Let me get out of here real quickly now." And they was following me while I was, had these little knives. They were little knives about this big, surgery knives, you know, like a surgery, like real thick. It was thick. And I walked out. I moved to the door. Matter of fact, moving back, because Bill Gates had came back in the house. And the surgery knife, and I got out of the house, and I stood out still with the surgery knife, like defending myself. And I turned to run. And some said, "Turn and run." I took off running across the street, and all I could see, when I opened my eyes, I knew something was on my trail. I knew something was on my trail, and it was coming after me with a knife. Now, what I realized and recognized, this is what I interpret the dream. God has allowed me to expose many things that are going on globally in the world. And what's happening around the world with the people. The enemy is on my trail, I know. I'm revealing what's in the house of this man and many people. There are many things that have been revealed from this place. And the enemy is not stopping. Saints of God, stay on the course. Many things are happening. I know what's coming at me. I know what the enemy is trying to do. I know what's on my trail. And I know what he's trying to do. So you all keep me in your prayers as I'm revealing many things to you all, letting you know what's going on and letting the people be abreast of what's happening. We have entered into the declared war in the land. God says, send a divine sound into the earth realm against the illegal database. Some of you, you're gonna come back into alignment. If you're prophetic people, apostolic people, flowing in the spirit realm, this is for you today. You have to stay strong right now. It's critical, especially as we, the third all the way into the fourth Sunday, as we end and we end it in the Ramadan. You all stay strong and focused, focal point of the things of the Lord right now in the land. It's pivotal to stay focused, prayer warrior, intercessor, and many men and women of God. The hand of the enemy is being exposed, and they're trying to, and the surgery knife, when I saw the surgery knife to me is that they were using a knife against me. I was using a knife to reveal things. I was revealing things because I was, while they were trying to cut me, I was cutting through too, to bring things to the head for people to see. And many of you who have been following us, we are in a declared war now in the earth realm. You will see cataclysmic events begin to unveil. There are things that are coming. There are things that have been incited already. I said earlier this year when I talked to everybody on 1/1/2022, I saw chemical warfare in our country. I saw it. So saints of God, brace yourself. Hold on to God's unchanging hand in this season. You be strong in the Lord. You continue to maintain that relationship with God. There are people that are going to come into ministry. There are people going to be set up to change you. Sister Quandra, are you still there? This is the word for Sister Quandra. Are you there? Are you there, woman of God? Let me know if you're still here. This is a word that the Lord want me to release to you on today. This is a prophetic word for you on today. That God gave me this for you on today. And this is for, and I'm going to release a few words to the people that are following me right now. A few words to you all, and I have to prepare for our service on today. Thanks to God for our 11 o'clock service. Join us in our 11 o'clock service. There will be some powerful things that the Lord will give me for the saints of God and the people in the many of you right now. This is a word for a few people right now. That the Lord has given me for you all. So as I'm sharing and you are releasing it to you all, the Lord said, God bless you, Sister Rynisha. Bless you again. Good to see you again. The Spirit of the Lord God said, tell you, Sister Rynisha, you're coming out of this. You're coming out of this. The thing which you have went through, you're coming out of it in this season. You're coming out of the pain of the saga and the disappointment that you had went through. The enemy took you into a place of a deep depression. He even took you backwards. And the Lord said, you're coming out of this victoriously in this season of your life so that you will be able to move quickly into the things of Him. I see some things in the territory or the region changing in your favor. God said, He's moving on behalf of you. And as soon as you were right where you were at critically, the enemy shifted some things. God has said, now I'm shifting things back into the divine order for you right now, woman of God. So prepare yourself. God is doing something in your mind, some things that's been happening in your mind. He's doing it right now for you. Even as I'm talking to you now, the Lord said, I'm doing it in your mind right now. And restoring you. You're in a restoration moment. I'm restoring you right now in your mind, says the Spirit of the Lord God, in your mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. And watch the things that the Lord is doing for you in the next several weeks, the next several weeks that He's doing in you and for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. This is a word for this is a word for someone right here. This is a powerful word for you. In this season, this is somebody that God has said, elevating. I'm elevating you. the Lord said, this is an elevation for you. And this is for three people here. The Lord is elevating you. But as you're elevating, the Lord said, don't compromise. Don't compromise yourself in this elevation. Because in this elevation that I'm taking you in, you're gonna meet compromise, but don't compromise yourself. Because once you reach that place in him, as he's doing things structurally in you, you're going to see great and mighty things being revealed by God for your life and for your destiny even now, says the Spirit of the Lord God. This is a strong changing in the land. Now, when I say mantles are being transferred or there's a mantle change, there's a critical mantle change in the land. Because what you're going to see a quick acceleration of major leaders leaving the scene. Like almost in this 90-day period, major leaders going to leave the scene. And there's going to be a quick elevation. But some of the people that are going to be positioned in those places will be short-lived. It will be short-lived. See, demonic spirits know that they're being replaced by powerful men and women of God. And if you're distracted right now, you will miss that promotion that God has for you in the spirit realm, and it will manifest in the natural. That's why everything is coming at us, Alan Patterson. Everything is coming at God's people in this time. And it appears that things are not in your favor. But that's the illusion of demon entities trying to change your mind about your promotion. How do the enemy change your mind about your promotion? You're getting frustrated that things don't look like it's working out your way. And they are working out your way. They're working in your favor. But demonic spirits want you to feel like it's not. So what it would do, you will miss the promotion that God has for you. And then some of you will pick up promotion that was not designed for you. I told some of you, we're in the fourth month. So this is a very powerful ceremonial year. It's a ceremonial time of the year. So you're going to watch many people in this ceremonial time make the wrong decision. So you have to be very careful who you connect yourself with in this time, and to receive prophecies or words from people, because God has everything in alignment for our life. And that's why you see it. 2019 was the setup year. Bring you into 2020 was the obituary year, the year to kill. 2021 was the year that was supposed to take my suicidal, oppression, depression, heaviness, pulling you out, taking you out. 2022 is to bring us out of the escape of the last 3 or 36 months that you were in. So everything is working in the favor of God's people. But what the enemy continued to do is he's drawing on your thoughts. Many of you are being wore out in your mind with your thoughts. These thoughts are wearing you out. Illusions are wearing you out. It ain't even the load of where you at. It's all of these thoughts that are in the mind. And the enemy is playing on that. So be strengthened today. Be fortified today. Right this moment. He's creating stuff in marriages that doesn't exist. He's creating stuff in relationships that doesn't exist. He's connecting us. There's a heavy, perverse spirit that has been launched against many of God's people. And you have to hold on to the hand of God and what the Lord is doing for you right now, people. And hold on. I'm sending a sound, a divine sound in the earth web against illegal database in the mind of God's people. Some of you are coming into some very powerful things that the Lord has for your life. But the enemy is trying to draw you back into the web of things in your path and draw you back into the trap of the things in your life. Hold on. Be strong in God. Move with power. Move with authority. Move with strength. Move with the glory. And watch God move for you. Amen. So be strong today, saints of God. Hold on to your mind. Don't lose sight of what God has for you right now. This is a strategic time in the season that you're in, and you don't want to miss what God has for you in this season. We are in the declared war right now in the earth realm. The Oscar was a decoy. That was all a decoy to prepare for war, to prepare for natural disasters that you would see. They're manifesting itself over the lives of many people in Jesus' name. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your mighty hand and your mighty works over the people of God. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Now we bind up the hand of the enemy. We come against the stronghold and we loose the people from the shackles of the things in their mind that the enemy bring against their mind. And we release it from them now. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord on today. All right, saints of God. Saints of God, you stay in that place of God. We are in. We are in. We entered into the declared war in the earth realm. It's already in motion right now. All right, I'm going to give you an opportunity to be a blessing today in this message. Seed today, we're going to call it the seed we're going to call today is the divine opportunity seed. The divine opportunity seed. The divine opportunity seed. The seed of divine opportunity. This is called the divine opportunity seed. Many of you can sow into this divine opportunity seed. I'm telling you, in this time that we're in, God is revealing many things to us in this hour, and you don't want to miss it. The divine opportunity seed. I want to give you opportunity to be a blessing, the divine opportunity seed. Now, I'm going to speak prophetically over a few people, but I'm, like I said, I must prepare to go. The divine opportunity seed. Those of you who want to be a blessing, thank you, covenant partners and partners with us, divine opportunity seed. You can sow that seed via Cash App. You can sow that seed via Zelle. You can sow it on the website, Divine Opportunity Seed. Now, I want to give you opportunity to do that. The Divine Opportunity Seed. The Divine Opportunity Seed. You can sow that. I'm telling you, saints of God, in this pivotal time, you ain't seen nothing yet what's getting made it happen. So hold on. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. All right, those of you who saw the divine opportunity seed right now and today, you can do that via Cash App, money sign, divine opportunity seed. I believe in this, the divine opportunity seed have a fruit of expectation on it, the fruit of expectation. Those who said, Prophet Matthew, I'll sow this divine opportunity seed into the ministry. You can do it right now on there. I'm just those who would sow. It's a Jubilee seed, a $50 divine opportunity seed. I'm sowing into the divine word today, the divine opportunity seed. I'm going to bless. I want to be a blessing to the word of God on today that you minister to us. And I know that this is a word for us today, the divine opportunity seed. We want to give you opportunity to be a blessing to that too. You can do it via Cash App and money sign. Cash App and money sign RFPIM, or you can do it via We Restore You, Zelle, We Restore You at yahoo.com, or you can also go to our website at WeRestoreYou.org. All right, be a blessing today, divine opportunity seed. Please share this with as many people today. This is important that this be shared with many of you. Also, you can join us in our sanctuary today. Those of you who are in the Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana, join us today, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Join us in our sanctuary. You will be blessed by the life-changing word that the Lord has given us on today. We've been in a very powerful move. We took our church into a worship ensemble on last Tuesday night. It was an after set. We were blessed immensely by that. All right, saints, we bless you on today. Administrator Rita Bryant, we thank God for you. She's going to give the announcement of what cities and town we're going to be in. I'm going to be coming to cities and town near you on next week. I'll be hitting to New Jersey and Arizona. We'll be connecting with many of you in those different regions. Looking forward to being with you in different cities. Then next month we'll be hitting to
We'll be heading to Baltimore, Maryland. We'll be heading to San Antonio, Texas. We'll be heading to, Upper East Coast. We'll be heading to some other states. We're looking to see you in those cities right now. Administrator Brian, bless you on this morning, woman of God.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews. If you will, please keep in mind the following dates. April 7th, Dr. Matthews will be in Haynesport, New Jersey. That's Haynesport, New Jersey. Gary Moore Ministries. They're getting ready for their Destiny Health Conference, and Dr. Matthews will be the guest speaker on the 8:00 to 7:00 p.m. Also, the 10th, Matthews at 11 o'clock a.m. is on his way to New Covenant Kingdom Global Ministries. Also, the overseer, and that's in Elmore, Arizona, May 15th. Dr. Matthews is on his way to Baltimore, Maryland. More information is forthcoming on that. May 22nd, get ready for the Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. They're getting friends. That's May 22nd. More information is forthcoming. May 28th through the 29th. In San Antonio, Texas, at Overflow Kingdom Ministries International at 7250 Bandera Road, Suite 113, San Antonio, Texas, for Apostle Johnny. Also are the overseers. June 24th through the 26th, for the 11th and 5th Lifelines Conference 22. More information is coming forth for the registration fees and also for the hotel. Well, July the 7th, you can join Dr. Matthews in Chicago, Illinois, at the International Deliverance Ministries, International Deliverance Church Ministries. Well, Pastor Linda Surreal is the host pastor as well. For more information on any of these announcements, call at 877-917 or 708-851-988. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be together at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival. He's also licensed Christian counselor. We'll be happy to for you. Please just give us a call at 877-912-2027. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
God bless you, Administrator Brian. All right, people of God, bless you. Governors that will call into those announcements. We're looking forward to seeing you. I will have more information forthcoming concerning these events and things that are happening. I'm opening up the codes, and I'm opening up the people's mind so they can understand what is happening and what is befalling the nation and what's going on inside of us internally, and that we might not fall into the trap externally, what the enemy is trying to do to our lives and our destiny and our purpose. All right, say to God, be strong in the Lord on today. Walk in the purpose. Stay in the power. Maintain that great relationship with God. Don't let the enemy trick you out of what he wants to trick you out of. Your powerful kingdom leaders, the hand of God is on you, and the will of God is with you on today. We thank God for you. We're looking to see many of you in our sanctuary on today at 11 a.m. Central Time. We'll be going Facebook Live approximately about a quarter to 12 in the Central Time Zone, a quarter to 1 in the Eastern Time Zone, and in the West Coast, a quarter to 9. So bless you all today. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. Shalom in your court is my prayer for you all today. God bless you, the administrator of God and the people of God.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon. Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD presents
Love,
The Unfinished Chapter, the brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
And the promise is good news.